With a statewide school closure now in effect, teachers are facing an unprecedented challenge: how to teach their students remotely for at least 3 weeks. Schools are figuring out how to get meals and computers to students in need, and teachers are trying to figure out how to keep students engaged while isolated at home. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has more.
As Governor Sununu announced school closures yesterday, Deerfield fourth grade teachers Martha Dalrymple and Sue Laskowski were at school for a big strategy session.
We're sitting in my classroom.
With piles of books and packets.
Got a lot of piles of organized papers.
The DOE is also brainstorming and says there are a lot of ways remote learning can happen. Some schools will teach mostly online. Others will send out paper packets like the ones from this classroom. Laskowski and Dalrymple are both planning a hybrid, computer and paper. Laskowski says in part because digital only doesn't work for fourth graders.
There are a fair amount of my kids who I really don't want on a computer all day. You know, that is what they do in their spare time. So I was really adamant on I need to put together some paper and pencil things, some reading, get them some books.
How to get them those books and materials is one of the many questions Deerfield Community School is figuring out today. Another question, how to give kids a sense of continuity in a time of upheaval. Dalrymple plans to send videos of herself reading aloud the Roald Dahl book, Matilda.
So I think that would be a good way for my face and my personality and tone to still be present, that they can still look to and enjoy.
This remote learning experiment relies a lot on adult supervision, especially for young kids. In his emergency order, Sununu says parents who miss work to care for their children will be eligible for state unemployment benefits. But Dalrymple says a lot of parents can't necessarily leave their jobs.
You know, I have a family that comes to mind. They have four kids, and mom is a nurse, and dad is a police officer in Manchester. So
they have to work.
They have to work. They're the personnel that we need, you know?
With so many questions still up in the air, teachers say these next few days of planning are critical. In the 48 hours before the emergency order, individual districts were announcing closures and shifts to remote learning. But some had built in a transition time to help students and teachers prep together. This was Christy Carden's plan. She teaches second grade in Londonderry. But yesterday, after the emergency order, she learned the kids aren't coming back.
Now I think I'm even more stressed just because we have no access to the kids now except through the internet.
That means no one-on-one, no helping second graders learn how to use a tablet or log into Google Classroom. Carden spent all day on her phone, brainstorming with her colleagues, answering questions from worried parents.
Yesterday was the first time my battery has ever died on my phone because I can't keep it charged. It's just everybody is kind of like in a panic state trying to figure out how to get the education across, you know, to get our job done and to help families.
And like so many other teachers, when Carden starts teaching from home, she'll also be parenting. Her two sons, 9 and 13, will be learning remotely, and they need supervision. She says she has strict schedules for them and her second graders to take recess.
I do a lot of movement breaks in my classroom, and that's incorporated into what I'm going to be sending home, is to go out, have recess, give mom and dad a break.
But Carden worries some of her students, especially those who rely on hands-on help for special needs, will struggle with remote learning. The DOE says during the closure, it may bring small groups of special ed students back to school to get services. Details are still in the works. Carden says her district is doing its best in these extraordinary circumstances, but
moving forward into next year, what is that going to look like for all of the kids that are missing this instruction? I mean, you can give instruction via, you know, the internet, but it's not the same as face-to-face.
And face-to-face may be a long way off. As of now, schools are closed for just 3 weeks, but some are preparing for it to last longer. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.